You're listening to SBS News.
Looking at a ballot containing only Indigenous names, Australia's first Indigenous Paralympian, Kevin Coombs, didn't think he'd see a treaty with First Nations people in his lifetime. It's a process 4 years in the making, but on Monday, voting opened to select the first representatives of Victoria's First Peoples Assembly, creating an elected body that will negotiate a treaty with the Victorian government. The 78-year-old said it had been a long journey and a major step towards self-determination.
It's going to be a seat at the table, and we'll have an opportunity to talk with government and the Commission through the Assembly, and I think that's a good thing.
All Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Victorians over the age of 16 can vote in the Assembly election, which will run for a five-week period until October the 20th. So far, more than 2,000 have enrolled from a potential voting pool of 30,000. But the Treaty Advancement Commissioner, Jill Gallagher, says considering the challenges of the community, that figure is substantial.
You also got to remember the demographics of our communities. The overrepresentation in the justice system, the overrepresentation of our people in the mental health system, the overrepresentation of our people in drug and alcohol programs, homelessness, unemployment, the entrenched poverty. That's what we're dealing with. So to get over 2,000 enrollees and climbing, I think it's a pretty good effort.
More than 75 Aboriginal leaders have nominated as candidates for the 32-seat Assembly. Dr. Harry Hobbs, a professor in Indigenous Rights at the University of Technology, Sydney, calls it the biggest advancement in the treaty movement in decades.
Governments in Australia have said that they will negotiate treaties with Aboriginal people before, but Victoria now is the only state, the only government in Australia that has really gone through a really important process of self-determination.
Kevin Coombs's eldest daughter, Janine Coombs, was one of the first approached to be part of the treaty working group. The 50-year-old said her dad was surprised by the developments toward treaty.
In his lifetime, he never thought that any government would want to talk to an Aboriginal community or communities around treaty. That's number one. Number two, never thought that any sort of legislation would get passed such as this. So we've jumped some really significant hurdles. And as I said, today is a really historic day because we're now at a point where we're voting.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.